track 10. And now we come to our last round of news stories. Oldest silverback gorilla in the UK dies at Devon Zoo. Pertinax, a 42-year-old male gorilla and one of the star attractions of Paignton Zoo, has died following medical complications. The zoo announced the news on Tuesday the 25th. It said, "It's with deep sadness that we announce the passing of Pertinax, our beloved Western Lowland gorilla." Pertinax had been showing symptoms of an underlying illness which had not been responded to extensive treatment, so the difficult decision to euthanize him was made, as it was the kindest option. Described as having a calm yet somewhat cheeky personality, Pertinax first arrived at the zoo from Germany in 1997 and quickly became a visitor's favourite. He went on to appear in the children's TV programme The Zoo on CBBC. The zoo said, "During his time here, Pertinax has been a father figure to many young gorillas, nurturing three different groups of males. In 2006, he was joined by our current younger males, Kiondo, Kivu and Nadowi. As before, Pertinax took an active role in raising them into the gentle, sociable silverbacks that they are today. After the three came of age, Pertinax moved into a well-earned retirement, giving him his own space away from the boisterous teens. In his later years, when he began slowing down, he spent his days leisurely exploring his island and enjoying the enrichment provided by his keepers, with whom he formed very close bonds. He also reportedly discovered a love for music, particularly when his keepers would sing for him. The keepers, along with the dedicated veterinary team, were with him when he passed away. Paignton Zoo said, "We feel incredibly privileged to have cared for Pertinax for nearly three decades. He was truly one of a kind, and his loss will be felt deeply by our community, especially by his keepers, who knew him best. We humbly ask for your support and kindness during this difficult time." The zoo has not disclosed the nature of his illness.
Can we have a rewind to the 1980s? Glastonbury may have had iconic 1980s time traveller Marty McFly, also known as Michael J. Fox, but an 80s retro festival at Powderham Castle boasted its own time travel special last weekend. Let's Rock Exeter, the annual homage that takes you back kicking and screaming to the decade that fashion forgot, pulled into the grounds of the historic Stately Pile last Saturday with a choice of selection of musical acts from the 1980s. From the pub punk rock sounds of the Boomtown Rats with Sir Bob Geldof to soap star turned pop star Jason Donovan, the revellers were more than happy. Sledgendary group Sister Sledge kicked off the proceedings, and they were joined throughout the day by Sonia, Claire Grogan of Altered Images and Ali Campbell of UB40 fame. As always, fancy dress, regarded as high fashion at the time, was de rigueur for attendees, meaning you were never more than 6 feet away from Freddie Mercury, George Michael, or even the cast of Police Academy.
Buckling up as new belts issued. Cadets from Stover School's Combined Cadet Force Detachment are now the proud owners of new stable belts. The unit has been granted the privilege by the Corps of Artillery Brigadier's Office and the Corps Regimental Sergeant Major on the recommendation of the Commanding Officer of 29 Commando Regiment Royal Artillery to wear the regimental stable belt as part of their uniform. The cadets gained the new addition to their uniform at a parade held at the school before they headed off on their annual summer camp. Major Mike Hawkes was on hand to present the items, along with honorary CCF chaplain Fiona Wimsett, who read a dedication to the only Royal Artillery commando to be killed on D-Day 80 years ago. As well as the belts, the unit also received new flashes, identification badges worn by all members of the detachment, and berets with a new cap badge featuring the cap badge of the Royal Artillery. And if I describe the belt, it's very red, blue and yellow and stands out greatly amongst the camouflage uniforms that they are wearing.
Teen mobility enables visitors to enjoy the seaside. A group of visitors from Burnham-on-Sea were able to enjoy a day at the seaside last week, thanks to the loan of mobility scooters from Teen Mobility. Volunteers from the Tynmouth-based Shop Mobility Scheme met the coach from the Moorland Community Charity when it arrived at Tynmouth Seafront and provided the visitors with 7 mobility scooters for their day out. It was a beautiful sunny day and our visitors thoroughly enjoyed themselves exploring the shops, cafe and promenade and having ice creams, teas and coffees, said Team Mobility trustee Peter Roberts. After a lovely day, they said they would return next year, he added. Team Mobility is run by a small group of unpaid volunteers and aims to make Tynmouth more accessible to visitors and locals. Based in the Quay car park, the group relies on donations and charitable grants, as well as donations of clean, good quality mobility aids.
And finally, there's a chance to travel back in time this weekend, that's July the 6th and 7th, on the South Devon Railway. Back to the 1940s event sees the Heritage Railway transformed into a nostalgic recreation of bygone days. There'll be vintage vehicles on show at Buckfastleigh Station and swinging live entertainment, while at Staverton Station there will be a wartime display.